Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from the Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Detroit from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hello and welcome to Provocative Thought, intimately known as PT, striving to awaken those who are asleep. Stimulate those who are awakened. Feed those who are starving. And nurture those who seek to know. I am your host, Carlton Steed, a self-proclaimed student of life in the search, discovery, and revelation of life on life's terms. First, I'd like to thank We Talk Productions for allowing me to host this show. I'd also like to thank the creator for allowing me to be. You can contact the show by dialing 516-531-9540. Please press the number one to speak. You can contact the show by dialing 516-531-9540. Please press the number one to speak. You can reach us on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com. Go to search, type in We Talk Productions, and listen to the show live. You can also contact us on Facebook at Provocative Thought PT Community Organization. Tonight's topic, ban of books with sex acts of underage children for underage children in schools. Should all school districts ban books that portray graphic sex acts, homosexual sex acts, and pedophilia? Is it legal, moral, ethical to expose children to this material? Is that why we send our children to school? I thought education in school consists of reading, writing, arithmetic, science, social studies, history, health, and gym. Maybe some trade stuff if you are enrolled in that type of school. Now school administrations are advocating, or some, advocating making books that are sexually graphic, informative, stimulating, available to school-age minor youth. The books have graphic stories and illustrations about homosexual sex and pedophilia, right? Might be some heterosexual stuff going on into. I don't know. I ain't seen all the books. I haven't seen any books, actually. Just reading about them. They are not the only books on the chopping block for being banned, but they are the books for discussion tonight. Is it the school's function to parent the children, to supersede the natural and human and constitutional right of the parent to parent the child? What about the rights of the child? This is an extreme example of going way too far. Abuse of power, abuse of trust, and insanity. Not in my wildest dream did I ever think that anyone would suggest learning about being promiscuous, homosexual sex, and pedophilia from graphic story illustrations, you know, should be taught in school, period. That never even crossed my mind. It seems surreal, as if at any moment I'm going to wake up, sit up in my bed and say, that was a crazy dream. There's only one problem. I'm not dreaming. Books like, one book was, I missed it, and Tango Makes Three. It's a book about, they say it's based on a real life story of two male chinstrap penguins, Roy and CeeLo. They formed a bond in Central Park Zoo, and they were trying to hatch a rock as if it was an egg. Gave the penguin a couple of their own, egg, and they subsequently raised the chick. So now you have to go read about penguins to see why they would even try that. But anyway, it's implicating that these are same-sex penguins are raising. I'm sorry about that. Excuse me, yo. Somebody calling me. Same-sex penguins trying to raise a child, right? That's a familiar theme, right? Then there's another book which doesn't need any explanation called Two Boys Kissing. Let's give you an example, right? I mean, I'm not going to go into all the name of all these books because it's the content that we are concerned about, right? You can look that stuff up. Books like these for children, is that okay? Legally speaking, what is sex abuse and child pornography? That's what I asked myself. So I went to www.legis.state.pa.us and I found Title 18, right? which states, also states, this provision of this statute is set to expire in 2023. Which is, I thought that was very interesting too. It said, so be mindful of those who have the power to change, influence laws to support their agenda. That is social political tyranny. Why on earth would a provision that protects children be set to expire? You got to ask yourself that, right? We are about to find out, because it's 2023 right now. We're about to find out, right? So Section 6312 says sexual abuse of children. It says A, definition deleted by amendment. B, photographing, videotaping, depicting, or computer or filming sexual acts, right? Any person who causes or knowingly permits a child under age of 18 to engage in prohibited sexual act or in the stimulation of sexual act commits an offense. If such person knows, has reason to know, or intends that such an act may be photographed, videotaped, depicted on computer or film, right? So you're not supposed to be forming kids performing any kind of sexual act, right? Knowing or unknowingly, right? Any person who knowingly photographs, videotapes, depicts on computer or film a child under the age of 18 engaging in prohibited sex act or in the stimulation of such an act commits an offense, right? You stimulate, right? Dissemination of photographs, videotapes, computer depictions, and films. Any person who knowingly sells, distributes, delivers, disseminates, transfers, displays, or exhibits to others, or who possesses for the purpose of sale, distribution, delivery, dissemination, transfer, display, or exhibition to others, any book, magazine, pamphlet, slide, photograph, film, videotape, computer depiction, or any other material depicting a child under the age 18, years engaging in a prohibited sex act or in the simulation of such act commits an offense, right? Child pornography, any person who intentionally views or knowingly possesses or controls any book, magazine, pamphlet, slide, photograph, film, videotape, computer depiction, or other material depicting a child under the age of 18 years engaging in a prohibited sexual act or in the simulation of such act commits an offense. Prohibited sexual act. Sexual intercourse as defined in Section 3101 relating to definitions, masturbation, sadism, masochism, bestiality, fellatio, cunningness, lewd exhibition of the genitals or nudity, if such nudity is depicted for the purpose of sexual stimulation or gratification of any person who might view such depiction. So, as far as Title 18 goes, to intentionally view or knowingly possess or controls anybody who controls any book, magazine, pamphlet, slide, photograph, film, videotape, computer depiction, or any other material depicting a child under the age of 18 engaging in a prohibited sex act or in the simulation of such act commits an offense. That offense is sexual abuse and child porn, right? Here is where the thread of where they thread the needle, or folks try to muddy the waters by stating that the material is for educational purpose, for the edification, in this case I read, of the LGBTQ youth. Is it appropriate for LGBTQ youth? Is it appropriate for them to be exposed to that? Youth is the key word, right? Minor children, right? Come on now. Like, is it okay to just do this to the LGBTQ youth? Using this chain of thought, you could explain any pornographic book, picture, tape, film, or depiction of sexual interaction in the same manner for someone's inclusion, edification, and education. You can say anything you want to say about something, right? Fact is, these sexually graphic acts will stimulate and encourage children to engage in sexual activity. It may stimulate some adults, too. Intent does not supersede fact or sexual arousal. Arousal is one of the focal points of or objectives of the behavior. Fact is, sexually arousing graphic sex acts is what makes the porn industry the porn industry. It encourages models sexual behavior. That would make these books cartoon kiddie porn. In fact, the books appear to be instructional and promotional. It is at least sexual abuse and child pornography that is prohibited by law and many parents. One may argue in favor of the sexually graphic books, as I mentioned. Oh, they might go to section 6312F, right? Or the title 18, it says sections. This section does not apply to any of the following, right? Any material that is viewed, possessed, controlled, brought, or caused to be brought into this commonwealth or presented for a bona fide educational, scientific, governmental, or judicial purpose. That sounds good, right? If something or someone is bona fide, they are genuine or real, in good faith, right? That's what bona fide means. Good faith has generally been defined as honesty in a person's conduct during the agreement, right? So there's obviously no bona fide educational, scientific, or judicial purpose. The parties or the parents of these school-age children, all the parents of the school-age children did not agree to this. The taxpayers did not agree to this, right? Because you're paying for this, right? Taxpayer dollars go towards this public education, right? The law does not agree with making these books available to minor children. Promiscuous sex is not a part of a K-12 educational curriculum. There is nothing scientific about it, and it is not being used as evidence in the judicial process yet, to my knowledge, anyway. Some people have submitted it that way. There is nothing honest or proper about how these books were allowed to be available to minor children. The U.S. government or individuals in powerful positions in government and education appear to be vested in perpetuating these values, these books, right? It is inappropriate to show sexually graphic depictions of children or to make it available to minor children or adults. You shouldn't need the law to show how inappropriate it is to make books with graphic heterosexual, homosexual sex acts and pedophilia pictures or ideas and to make them available to children. It makes me wonder. And it really makes me wonder. What are we wrestling with? Somehow, this rings true. Ephesians 6:12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. You know, they say if the shoe fits, wear it. This shoe is fitting to the T. Prohibited sexual acts. Sexual intercourse as defined in section 301, 3101 relating to definitions, masturbation, sadism, masochism, bestiality, fellatio, cunnilingus, lewd exhibition of the genitals, or nudity, if such nudity is depicted for the purpose of sexual stimulation or gratification of any person who might view such depiction. Hustler and Playboy and other porn sites could claim that their sexually graphic pictures, right, are for the purpose of education, the edification of children through a loose interpretation and ignorance, right, of the law and reality. That wouldn't make it so. For the New York Post, why? They said oral sex, butt plugs, masturbation as meditation, how to send sexy selfies, and how to have anal sex. I mean, red flag should be going. Nobody's being arrested for this. This is really crazy. They said, welcome to what is inside books found in your child's school library. We apologize for the graphic or nature of the pictures. I don't have pictures, and you can't see pictures. This is radio, right? So you don't expect to see images like this in a newspaper or on your television, and yet they are readily available to small children in their school library. What's going on? The question is no longer whether there is pornographic materials within your kids' reach at their school. It's whether or not we do anything about it. And that is correct, right? What you going to do? This thing, we're way past stopping it from getting there. What are you going to do about it? It's there. This ship has landed. In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis has decided to act for his troubles. Democratic activists and politicians have labeled him a book burner. This is how sick this thing is. The Democrats, what's up with the Democrats? You know, we got two parties. One party want to turn us out. The other ones want to turn us into slaves. What's going on? Anyway, with DeSantis visit to New York in February, I guess they had a little meeting there, right? Mayor Adams tweeted at him, welcome to New York at Gov Ron DeSantis, right? A place where we don't ban books. That's, I guess, the New York Mayor Adams is pro these type of books for children, right? So what's happening in New York? What y'all doing over there? Y'all aware of this? Anyway, DeSantis, I think he said, on which other books specifically does Mayor Adams believe need to be accessible to children? Is it the butt plug one or the one with the graphic image of anal sex? So inquiring minds want to know, because I want to know, who is this Adams, Mayor Adams guy, that he thinks that's important to children, books like that? So then there's the deny, they say, faction of the left, like American Federation of Teachers on BOF. Randy Weingarten, who called the idea of inappropriate books in school libraries a hoax. He says a hoax. This isn't happening at all. They say, what is DeSantis talking about, right? DeSantis came to his press conference, right? And he was armed with images of the books found in school libraries. Florida news stations had to cut their feeds because the images were so graphic. Florida news stations had to cut their feeds because the images were so graphic. These are for children's books. Where are the attorneys just jumping on this, protecting the rights of children? Why is nobody, you know, there are people doing something, but, oh, I mean, I guess I'm speaking about some of these other attorneys that they used to jump on things about, you know, civil rights. They jumping on this? Adults at home watching the news can't be exposed to anything this graphic, but small children at school can. That's the target audience, small children. They say, how did we get here? I said, in a new book, Stolen Youth, they lay out the libraries, that libraries have become the staging ground for this kind of woke indoctrination aimed at our children. So, woke. How's that woke? I don't understand it. How are you waking up children by introducing them to stuff, the weird stuff, like butt plugs, and what's up with that? 2019 American Liberties Association conference featured a workshop like creating queer inclusive elementary school library programming. In 2019, American Liberties Association conference featured workshops like creating queer inclusive elementary school library programming. Elementary. And are you going to tell my parents the minors' right to privacy in the library? So I don't know what y'all thinking, but they're already trying to take power away from the parents. So that's actually another way of breaking up families. And we know what happens when you destroy families, right? That's the strongest social unit. And these seem like individuals, groups are specifically trying to break the family up. Got to be very suspicious of these people who even advocate taking power away from the parents and giving power of young children to make decisions that they really don't have the information decisions about. The parents have a natural right and responsibility, not to mention the constitutional right to guide the life of the child. Hopefully the parents are do that in a proper way, right? A safe way for the child. Who is the American Civil Liberties Union? That's what I saw, because I've been reading about them, right? So they say they the American Civil Liberties Union is our nation's guardian of liberty, working daily in the courts, legislators, and committees to defend and preserve the individual rights and liberties that the Constitution and laws of the United States guarantee everyone in this country. Three things to know about the ACLU. And y'all need to be up on that. Read. They say the job is to conserve America's original civic values. I don't know what that's supposed to mean, because originally black people were slaves in this country and not even looked at as being men. Also, I don't know what the hell they're talking about. But anyway, the original civic values, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and defend the rights of every man, woman, and child in the country. And say, we are not anti anything, right? We are there for you, rich, poor, straight or gay, black or white or brown, urban or rural, pious or atheist, American-born or foreign-born, able body or living with a disability, right? They said they for everybody, right? So I thought, wow, he for everybody. How you? They represent anybody? They don't have no boundaries, no borders, and nothing. So Malcolm X stated, "If you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything." Seems like the ACLU is not in the business of protecting the right of a parent to guide the life of a child, the natural right of a parent to guide the life of a child. Title 18 and not the not so common thing that kind of eludes us nowadays, decency. So it don't seem like the ACLU is concerned about those things. Title 18, you know, not so common decency. I'm going to say that because, I mean, depends on where you at, dog. I'm not saying that we don't have any, but wow. You cannot declare yourself to be right. You have to be right. And this is very wrong, very wrong. How can an entity that is not anti-anything defend the so-called constitutional rights of everyone when the expression of those so-called rights violates the rights of others? You cannot be that. It is unethical to use the political and educational system to perpetuate, indoctrinate promiscuous sexual behaviors or ideology of the LGBTQ or any community. That is taxation with no representation. And it has nothing to do with edifying or educating or preparing a child for the workforce, unless that child will be participating in the sex industry. And we're right back to pornography and sex abuse, right? Promoting promiscuous behavior promotes the sexual exploitation of children and adults, right? The children become adults, right? Some adults are attracted to children. Now we got books in the school with, oh, this is crazy. The LGBT children do not belong to the LGBTQ community, book committee, or any community. They belong to their parents. That is supported by nature, the Constitution, and even then, children have rights. This is way too much. From Cultural Review, banned books in schools contain graphic depictions of underage sexual activity. What's going on? This is by Ian Kirkpatrick. Said maybe one day you'll wake up, I can't even say this on the air, craving the D word or the V, right? Says a prominent LGBTQ-friendly book available to 12-year-olds at Kent School District in Washington State. How about that, y'all? You send your kid to school to learn something like that? Around the country, the heated battle is being waged between librarians and the American Civil Liberties Union. So how are they protecting the rights of everyone if parents are battling them? You understand that? So people say one thing, but they do another. You got to go by what they do. Don't pay attention to what they don't pay attention to what they say, but pay closer attention to what they do. All right? What is real? What's really going on, right? Parents are protesting sexualized content made accessible to minors, forcing liberties to pull LGBTQ books they deem inappropriate. Forcing, right? Libraries, to pull, you know, LGBT, those books, you know, with this graphic stuff in it, you know. It's so parents versus the schools. Librarians and the ACLU are arguing against these new measures. That's the ACLU, the guys who represent everybody, right, are arguing against the parents, right? Whom they say they represent too, right? There you go. So can't believe everything somebody says, right? Schools in New York have failed to ban certain LGBTQ books. A county in Michigan recently defunded its library over catalog of books patrons didn't want to see on the shelf with a 3-1 vote. Texans had officially pulled at least 50 books from school that its administration had deemed inappropriate. And in Florida, Governor DeSantis recently passed a parental rights bill to strengthen the rights parents have over the content their children are receiving in public school. This is ridiculous. We got to keep writing laws, creating laws to say, hey, that's his kid. You can't give his kid something that he deems to be inappropriate, that the law deems to be inappropriate. You can't force your ideology on another man's child. What is going on here? Way over the top. The two sides of this argument usually center around defendants of the banned book saying this is a freedom of speech issue for LGBT students, while defendants of the book removal state this is an issue of inappropriate and sexually explicit materials being accessible to minors at government institutions. Now, some defenders of the books argue the rules regarding the removal of these books are too vague. The rules are too vague. They need an explanation. I don't understand it. What is the problem, right? That's a person that doesn't want to see what they're doing. They believe in what they're doing to the point that it's not a problem for them, so it's not a problem for anybody else. Because I believe this, you should believe this. I accept this, you should accept it. That's a very dangerous mindset when that person is in power and trying to force their ideology upon their ideology upon others. It's very, very dangerous when they are allowed to do that with children. All right? But I shouldn't have to say that, and people shouldn't have to say that. Why is this even being allowed? Somebody should have stopped this when they brought it to the table. But apparently, no one did. The board has no basis for denying students access to a specific book based on the disagreement and discomfort of certain parents with the book's content, the ACLU wrote. Now, I was thinking, ain't the LGBTQ community people talking about how uncomfortable people are making them feel because of how they feel about themselves, their interpretation of who they are? And they talk about how uncomfortable other people make them feel. But here now it's okay to make other people uncomfortable. The ACL wrote to a middle school in Kent School District after voting to remove the book Jack of Hearts and Other Parts by Leave A.C. Rosen from its library, only to later reverse that decision after LGBT activists raised concerns that the LGBTQ characters are being targeted. This is beyond bizarre, because you can see what the battle here is against with and who's supporting who, right? Your government does not appear to be supporting of the non-LGBTQ citizens. Seems like the LGBTQ, in which I'm going to give them props, have a lot of power. Now, I don't know if they're blackmailing people, paying people, or just getting into people's heads, or if the people in the government are part of the LGBT community. Doesn't matter how it is happening. They're making it happen for them. Take a note, folks. And you folks, you know who I'm talking to. That's one thing you can learn from them. Unity, folks. Unity. Anyway, librarians argue that the removal of these books is unconstitutional and bigoted, targeting LGBTQ students in the area. Bigoted. They use the word bigoted. They're talking about butt plugs and oral sex kids, and you got to see it, man. You got the man. Look, I haven't seen a lot of it, but I've seen enough. And if it's anything like what I've been reading, that stuff has no place near a school. It's like that and dope shouldn't be near a school. You understand what I'm saying? And it's not. I don't see how LGBTQ characters learning from these type of characters being promiscuous and just doing all kinds of sexual acts and stuff like that. Hey, we don't need that. That's not what school is for. What job are you going to get? Sex merchant? Anyway. They said that in the case of the Jack of Hearts, librarians argue that the book covers a lot of issues that are relevant to some of our LGBTQ students. This is a common argument, but is it accurate? So here's what's in the book called The Jack of Hearts and Other Parts. All right, and I'm going to see. I got to watch what I say. The Jack of Hearts is a book about a 17-year-old Jack Hoffman who is very sexually active and proud. So he's proud to be promiscuous, right? One day he's invited his best friend to write a sex column on the website, right? So you go to the next chapter. A sexually explicit answer is provided, right? Let's say, I skipped something. This creates every couple of chapters, a sexually specific question is asked. In the next chapter, the question is answered, right? So here goes something. He goes on in this book that they say is okay. The first email received is a novel, is by a username, his Anaconda One, right? The first email received in the novel is by a user named His Anaconda Want. All right? Asking about anal sex, right? In part, the answer reads, he says to me, I want to F that pretty little ASS of yours, right? And I was like, I don't know. I've never done that before. And he smirked and said, sure, right. And I said, no, really? Well, I paid for the hotel room. He said, let's use it. I'll take it easy on you. But it was pretty clear he didn't believe I was an anal virgin. So he bends me over the bed and drizzles some lube on my ASS. I made him wear a condom, and of course, he starts pushing it in, right? And wow, it hurts. I tell him to stop. It hurts. And he says he'll go slower. Is that okay? Is that okay, really? A further section asks about how to give a head, right? And the author writes how to guide. Now, look. Y'all check this book out, because if there's anything like this, this is crazy. A guide on how to give oral sex, right? And they talked about, since you made it through talking about talking and erections, finally, some, they don't use oral sex tips, they use the BJ tip word, right? So use your lungs, right? I'm going to give you the short version. I can't even really say some of this stuff. Use your tongue. Use your hands. Each penis is different. Talk about what to do with it and use your hands. All kinds of stuff. Like, come on now. Another email is a lesbian asking about her participation in hardcore BDSM. I forgot to look that up. But that don't sound like, I don't know what that is. Bondage, something? I don't know what that is. I forgot to look it up. But you get my point, right? Another explains to a minor how they may be asexual, or maybe one day you'll wake up craving, as I mentioned, a penis or a vagina, right? Why is this being defended, right? Reviews and opinions on this book say it is important for sexual education and sex positivity. Did I hear that? See, what people say and what actually is don't match. They just say what they want to say, right? Agreeing with the sentiment of the LGBTQ activists in Kent County, the author, Lev A.C. Rosen, accuses his book of being targeted by others, saying these parents are primarily targeting books with BIPOC and queer characters, often without much sex at all. It doesn't matter the degree, or you have something in there that's inappropriate one time. I don't know. What do y'all, It doesn't matter if you got it in there 50% of the time, 30% of the time. What is the point here? This is a fruitless argument here. And the fact is there are many, many more young adult books with straight sex scenes that are far more graphic. Okay. They need to deal with that too. But right now we're talking about this stuff, right? Then he tried to defend this book, Jack of Hearts, right? The novel includes a negative opinion of long-term relationships and the demonization of heteropatriarchy, right? A negative opinion of long-term relationships, right? This is you don't have long-term relationships. You're not having a family strong family unit. So you got to listen to what you're hearing, right? The first and most strongest should be the family unit, right? They said this has a negative opinion of long-term relationships and demonization of heterosexual patriarchy, right? Or straight relationships, underscored by things like the T-shirt saying, make hetero illegal. I don't even know what that is. A teacher who says, Lord, save me from straight people. What in the world is going on here? Now, straight people who are attracted to the opposite sex, not attracted to same sex or the same sex sexually, are the enemy? Yes. Passages of these issues in sexually explicit material does not make them more relatable or helpful to 12-year-olds. They have things in there like some teenagers, when it comes to friendship dynamics, sexting. I guess that's using your phone. I don't know, have sex on a phone, I guess. I don't know. Relationships, stalking, blackmail, family dynamics, loneliness. And these are things that only LGBTQ deal with. Really? So only LGBTQ students deal with sexting, relationships, stalking, blackmail, family dynamics, and loneliness? I didn't know that was only related to LGBTQ students. Anyway, making matters worse, a more recent open push to normalize pedophilia, they said. Explicit sexual content has no place in schools. Normalize pedophilia. This is said a long time ago. They was reaching out. They was going to try to normalize pedophilia. They said that when they went for the normalization of homosexuality, right? They said the next step from that comes pedophilia, right? Jack of Hearts specifically is an example of a book that normalizes casual sex and implies there's never a reason to say no to sex, even if you don't like the person asking, right? So defenders of the banned books may argue that implied nudity is too vague and the ruling may affect classic works. Classic works, y'all. That argument may be a Trojan horse to keep sexually explicit materials in the hands of children. Common theme here is sexually explicit material in the hands of children, right? Because if you can't change the adults, you get that adult before his mind is formed, and you go to the child. And you change the child, you change the adult. It's going to take a couple of generations, but it will happen. To some people, not everybody, but it's going to happen. Parents and community should remain observant and involved in the books available through schools and local libraries, encouraging others to pay attention and vote for the removal of content they do not want in their community. Although the ACL may become involved, this is a matter for a community to determine, not a national agency. Apparently, a national agency can become the agent of a particular agenda or community, right? That being said, It's unbelievable that this is even an argument. They say if you want to know what is wrong with the children, look at the adults. No one sends their child to school to be introduced to sex, be it hetero or homosexual, vaginal, anal, or oral. That is not why we are sending our children to school. Why are we even having this conversation is to me one of the most bizarre conversations you can have. From the Christian Post, sexually explicit books in their high school library, which are classified as pornography for the graphic depictions of sex acts between men and boys, right? They are concerned. Mothers have slammed one of the largest school districts in the United States for introducing this to school, right? These books with these. Got kids having sex with adults. Now, I don't know what they're talking about, all this woke stuff and all this shit, but look, we need to wake up and see what's happening here. You got to save the children. You got to protect the children. You're not willing to protect your children and your elderly. You're not willing to do anything for your society because your children are going to grow up and be adults. And those adults are going to exploit. When they get the strength, they're going to exploit you, right? And then they're going to be exploited. They're not going to exploit. They're going to exploit children. And they're going to exploit the elderly. So that's going to continue. So that's another example of how you destroy the family unit, because all this shit just sounds like destroying the decimation of the family unit or the decimation of the individual or moral, ethical values and things like that. We have to draw the line somewhere. And some people have, but, you know, we can't wait until things happen. And then protest, you got to be on top of it. You got to be involved in the process. We can no longer wait. Like, these people are supposed to be representing you, like the ACLU. They talking about they represent you. They ain't representing you. They represent who they are representing. They say they represent everybody, and you know, they will defend everybody, but you can't defend everybody when everybody are not in agreement, when their ideologies are in conflict. You cannot be the defender of everyone. So they are defending who they are defending. In this case, it's the LGBTQ community and ideology and agenda. Which I'd say right about now, they're starting to look like some serious tyrants, some serious monsters. And I'm not saying that for every LGBTQ person, because I understand that not everybody shared that philosophy, right? It's not an absolute thing, but the ones who are pushing have the ability to push things like this on people, get these books out here. It's crazy. It's madness. Anyway, Stacey Langdon explained after seeing a September 9 school board meeting in Texas on pornography in the schools, I decided to check the titles of my schools, my child's school, right? Of the books, right? Fairfax High School. She held up two books single out at the Texas School Board meeting that are also available in several public high schools in the Fairfax County, right? She said both of these books include pedophilia. Books include pedophilia and sex between men and boys, right? Both books describe different acts. One book describes a fourth grade boy performing oral sex on an adult male. The other book has detailed illustrations of a man having sex with a boy. The illustrations include fellatio sex toys, right? Masturbations and violent nudity. Really? Who thought this was okay? I can't wait to have your blank in my mouth. I am going to give you a B job of your light. And when I, and then I want you inside me. Come on. Is this for children? Is this for some adults, really? I know they adults get to do what they want to do, but even for an adult, man, it's like, yo, this is crazy. Lawn Boy. Another book titled Lawn Book by Jonathan Iverson says, what if I told you I touched another guy? Another guy's, well, we don't say penis, right? That's not the word they use, right? What if I told you I S-U-C-K-E-D it? I was 10 years old, but it's true. I S-ed it. Doug Globe's penis, the real estate guy, and he S-ed mine too. S, y'all get that, right? I'm not going to be saying all this stuff on you. As Langston maintained, this is not an oversight at Fairfax High School. A school board member interrupted and told her that there are children in the audience here. But you got the book in the children's library, but you want not the parent to say what's in the book. All right? So we need to clean house. Right? And the only way you're going to do it is to unite. All right? You got to be a participant in the process and everything that's impacting on your child. They have these meetings. You cannot depend on other people to do the right thing by your child. That's what this is teaching us. If you're not getting nothing from the night, you should get that you cannot sit at home and feel that people are going to do the right thing by your child, because you don't know what they are doing, what they're exposing your child to. And by the time you hear about it, it's too late. The kid didn't got this idea in his or her mind, and maybe they might want to do a little, you know, experimentation, stuff like that. You don't know. Maybe they're on the fence. That knocks them over to the side you don't want them to go to. I don't understand it. Even for a heterosexual, you still don't want that person exposed to this type of sexual or graphic information in children's books. Children should not be exposed to that in school. It's not the school's job to do that. The books are in stock and available in the libraries of Robinson, Langley, and Annandale High Schools. Right? It's all over, right? A school board member then suggested that teenagers' access to the books is okay because they're only available for high school students. However, the majority of high school students are younger than 18, right? Which is the age of consent in Virginia, right? Pornography, before her time was up, Langton replied to the board members asserting, saying, pornography is offensive to all people. It is offensive to common decency, right? I'm not going to say pornography is offensive to all people because they wouldn't be able to make all that money off of pornography if it was offensive to everybody. But you can make it offensive to everybody. You take somebody and put them in a pornographic film and show it to them, and they're going to be offended by that. Most people. Even got some people who might be offended by that, right? So, parents expressed their anger at the school board by chanting, go to jail. Langston alleged that the board is in violation of the law of the state of Virginia called 18.2-376. This board should be charged accordingly, right? The law cited by Langston is one of Virginia's crimes involving morals and decency. Virginia got a moral and decency law. And I just mentioned decency seemed to be outdated. And I'm not saying it's outdated. I'm just saying it just seems to be like decency. It's like it's not even valued the way it used to be. It declares that it shall be unlawful for any person to knowingly prepare, print, publish, or circulate, or cause to be prepared, printed, published, or circulated any notice or advertisement of any obscene performance or exhibition, right? That's anybody. man, woman, child, 8 to 80, crippled, blind, crazy, right? So, another member of the audience remarked, this is child pornography, and every one of you should be arrested for allowing this bullcrap to be perpetrated in our schools and infecting the minds of these children. What comes next? The children are under attack. In response to the criticism, one member of the board, Carl Frisch, took to Twitter and defended the inclusion of the book in high school libraries. It's not every week the school board receives two exorcisms on public comment. To be clear, nothing will disrupt our board's commitment to LGBTQIA and students, families, and staff. Nothing. Well, aren't that family member, that woman, a parent? She's the head of a family, has a kid in the school. This is what we call double talk. I call it devo, like D-E-V-I-L, talk. Double, D-O-U-B-L-E, D-E-V-I-L, talk. That's what this is right here. You got to know when you see it, because they say something and it doesn't even make sense. This is double talk right here. Fairfax County Public Schools released a statement Friday announcing that the circulation of these books has been suspended. So each committee will include two. The statement indicated that the two committees have been formed to determine whether to remove the books from the school. Each committee will include two teachers, two parents, one school-based administrator, one member of equity and cultural response to this team, and two high school students. And you know what I say to that? That's BS. Two parents. You can have two parents that support that. You can have two students that support that. No, that's every parent has to support that. That takes a vote from all people. You don't get the vote that my child get to be indoctrinated by sexual behaviors. Homosexual behavior, pedophilia behavior. No, you don't get to do that. Two people do not get to decide that for my kid, or six people. I say no to that. I would be fighting that too. You don't get to make that decision. So that's what a lot of people do in power. What they do is they create a scenario. Okay, we're going to create this scenario where we can do what we want to do. Or have a better chance at doing what we want to do. That looks like what that is. I'm going to create this system where we select what we want to do. We vote on it, and that's it. Now, you can't say nothing. We included parents, two of y'all. And they're going to decide for all parents. No, that's wrong. I'm going to make a decision for my kid. We got different people from different walks of life, different religions. Right, different belief systems and stuff like that. You're not going to do that for, make that two. It's not going to make that decision. The parents make that decision. Ask those individual parents. Even better than that, if they had common decency, we wouldn't even be holding this conversation. But we don't have that anymore. This is an example of what I'm saying. We wrestle not with flesh and blood. Not just that. Anyway, earlier this month, Mayor Craig Schubert of Houston, Ohio, called on the school board to resign or face criminal charges for allowing a book titled 642 Things to Write About. The book features sexually explicit writing prompts intended for use in a college-level English class taught in the district high school. So this is a college-level book, right, that has features sexually explicit writing prompts, right? They got it in high school, right? The parents in Loudoun County parents of the students in the Houston City School District read some of the sexual explicit writing prompts that children taking the class were asked to write about to the board, right? So let me see if I can read this. Prompt students were asked to write about, include instructions to explain the time when you wanted to orgasm but couldn't, and write a sex scene you wouldn't show your mom. Look, this is ridiculous. This is not educational. All right? This is not educational. Concerns about this kind of material, it's not even, this shouldn't even be in college. This seems like this should be somewhere in a therapeutic setting. Somebody's having a problem with having an orgasm. So you would be in therapy discussing this type of thing. But this is not educational. Concerns about this kind of material children are exposed to in public schools have led to the foundation of several advocacy organizations. What happened to the ACLU? These people have to form their own advocacy organizations when the ACLU says, hey, we got everybody's back, right? This is a witness and a testimony of to the fact that they don't, right? Including Parents Defending Education and the 1776 Project PAC, which seeks to get school board people in there who can actually start reversing it, right? So that's what's going to happen. ACLU and the LGBTQ community are going to get people in there to represent their agenda. And now these people, right, well, not a part of the, of those ideologies, right, are going to have to get people in there to represent their agendas. Look, that's what we call war. You got two opposing sides, right? So they're going to be in there doing what? What kind of decision are they going to come to? One says yes, the other one says no. Dallas Morning News. How can sexually explicit books remain in public schools? Well, I kind of explained that to you, right? You have people in high places, right, who promote it. That's simple. They're not protecting children. They want to exploit children. They want to infect children with the ideology of being promiscuous, of being homosexual, and of doing all kinds of things sexually, right? So what that do, that gives you more folks who accept it, right? But what it's also going to create is more folks who don't accept it. It's going to give you a lot of pushback because now you have people who see you as an enemy. Now, because the LGBTQ community, the ACLU, they're taking on a different look now, a tyrannical look. So now they're creating, if there were people who maybe supported the fact that, hey, that's the way they are, leave them alone, there's no need to do anything to them, they're harmless, they're not harming anybody, they don't feel that way now. Now they're saying, hey, these people that we once supported are now coming after our children. So the idea might be, hey, we can get those young minds in about 10 or 20 years. There'll be more people supporting what we do, our ideology. But no, there are going to be more people against the ideology because of the way you're moving. So going to be problems. There are problems now, but I believe this thing is going to get worse. I see people trying to get there to resolve it through a meeting and things like that. You're going to find out that whoever had the most power is going to win in those circumstances. And if you don't have that power, right, you're going to lose. It has nothing to do with being right or wrong. It has something to do with who has the power to get a law passed in their favor or create a law that says that they're right or all right. Pay attention to that, what's going on. We have to get more involved in what's happening. I know people say politics is no need getting involved because, you know, we can't do anything about it. Things stay the same, basically, blah, 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 blah. You know what? I'm thinking now we need to get a front seat. But you can't be afraid. You can't get a front seat, get that seat, and now you cower. Since you're there, you're scared. Now you don't want to lose your job. You don't want to lose the back of your head because you're scared somebody's going to kill you. Don't take the job if you say you're going to represent people and what's right. Don't take the job as a politician, a representative, or anything if you're not going to do what's right. Don't take it. I get it. Nobody wants to be Martin Luther King, Malcolm X. Y'all want to be, we don't, Michael Evers. People, not anybody can step up to that plate. Huey P. Newton, Bobby Seale, Elvis Presley. Nobody step up to that plate. Marcus Garvey. Not a lot of people can do that. I get it. But if you want to move forward, not just one person needs to step up. Everybody needs to step up. And I mean everybody. Many can't just have one guy speaking. So anyway, that's another show. We'll go back to this show because we don't have a lot of time. I'm about to run out of time, right? Anyway, for the morning news, they said that studies show exposure to sexually explicit content can negatively shape sexual values, attitudes, and behaviors, which can increase high-risk behaviors, cause health issues, and normalize sexual abuse. These impacts are greater for children than adults because they learn by imitation. Sexually explicit books have gone back into schools under the pretense of inquiry and literacy in the hope of making the education space affirming. How did we get here? You hear that? That's double talk. American education has always included social and economic elements for the purpose of making an informed citizenry. However, it is difficult to understand how books graphically depicting topics such as rape, child molestation, and underage sex best achieve this goal. If adults want sexually explicit content, it is their First Amendment right. However, this doesn't obligate schools to make this content accessible to children, as I said in the beginning. That's not the purpose of school, right? Supreme Court has been clear on this, ruling that pornography is not protected and that literacy works can be removed if they are pervasively vulgar. And I just read some pervasively vulgar content from some of these books, right? Or not educationally suitable. They are not educationally suitable. You just can't say that they are. They are not. And misguided beliefs by some young minds are First Amendment free for all, and sexually explicit books have greater intrinsic value if they deal with diverse perspectives. These positions are value judgments shaped by personal bias and beliefs, not rooted in impartiality, child safety, or education. Okay? But who you got to, I mean, why are we having this conversation? I keep saying to myself, why do we keep having this conversation? Why are we even talking about this? This is a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. We don't need to go to the courts. What happens is people that have power go to the courts to create laws to force you to do what they want you to do. That's what the courts serve when you're dealing with people who have power, right? Principalities and high places. What they do is they get to you through law, right? And law is the hammer that drives the nail. Sexual explicit materials is being put back in the schools. For example, All Boys Aren't Blue. A memoir manifesto is replete with passages depicting graphic sex. The author writes, I remember the condom was blue and flavored like cotton candy. I put some lube on it and come on now. The rest of this passage could not be shared in a newspaper or read at a high school board meeting. Yet somehow this book is deemed educationally suitable for children in schools. See the double talk here? The D-U-D-O-U-B-L-E double talk. I don't know. I'm tired of even saying this. I'm tired of doing this show right now because it seems like it don't make sense. It seems like this is a no-brainer. This stuff should have been stopped when the people even brought it up. Not for nobody's edification. It's not for inclusion. It's not for nothing. But to perpetuate an ideology and to infect other people with their ideology for the perpetuation of the normality of that ideology, behavior, and so forth. But why would you want that? Even if it's an LGBTQ youth, why wouldn't you want the youth to be encouraged to be promiscuous? Even for the LGBTQ, would you want your lesbian daughter to be passing herself around? Your homosexual son? Would you want that for him? It's not making any sense. It's very sexually exploitative. It's just somebody wants to run a generation of people through the grinder. They say how to fix this. It starts with recognition that this is not a one book and a one school problem, right? It starts with a realization that supporting inquiry and literacy and protecting children are not mutually exclusive ideas. It starts with acknowledging pornography cast through the lens of representation is still pornography, right? That's inclusive, right? It starts with transparency, evidence-based politics, and a shared purpose and participation in all stakeholders. As I said, it is unbelievable to even have this conversation about sexual explicit material depicting graphic sexual acts, heterosexual, homosexual acts with children and adults. Children and children. Who is protecting the quality of education and the quality of life of children? Again, children are being subjected to the ideology of some LGBTQ advocate and politics. It is ideological, cultural tyranny, and indoctrination. Freedom of speech allows a person to write a book about almost anything they want, not to expose children to anything anybody writes, in this case, sexually explicit material depicting, encouraging, and modeling pornographic behavior, butt plugs, and pedophilia. What's wrong with us? We're supposed to be one of the most advanced nations on the planet, but How does that say that we're advanced? From sansi.substack.com, the book includes sexuality, explicit images. Superintendent calls them appropriate in the name of students' sexual health. Okay. Just give you an idea of what's going on. They think that it's appropriate. A superintendent is calling it appropriate. So if anybody want to comment, now is the time because we are running out of time. We got 15 more minutes left, less than 15 minutes left. NPR is saying it's perfectly natural, it's perfectly normal. It's perfectly normal became one of the most banned books of the past two decades. This is an old war. The book meant to teach children 10 and older about sexual health, emotional health, and relationships. It contains sections of puberty, pregnancy, and sexual orientation. It also has full-color pictures of naked people. This book is illustrations of the Sex Act, explained Barbara Jones, director of the Office of Intercultural Freedom for the American Library Association.
another book, The Red Crayon Story, based on the theme of identity crisis, where Michael Hall emphasized on the importance of being true to your inner self and follow your own unique path despite the obstacles that one faces along the way. Red and blue are two different colors, offering two different perspectives, and both are beautiful in their own ways. LGBTQ theme, but anybody could use that theme. Then we have long for I don't know, I'm tired of this. And like, you know, we cannot be in agreement with nothing like this here. LGBTQ students need assistance, support. They need to have something that's specific for them, not available for all students. And their parents need to sign off on that. Especially if it's going to be this graphic stuff. Because that, I don't approve of this graphic stuff, even for the LGBTQ community of students. On the fence, over the fence, you know, whatever. That's inappropriate for any student. So, the book, they talk about another book, Mr. Sear. What makes the beta book? The book covers conception, gestation, and the birth without referring to gender or family composition. See, I'm talking about the destruction of the family, right? Pay attention, y'all. So that every kid's birth story can be recounted while reading and their family affirmed. The central message is that all families and kids are unique and special. The bright and bold color illustrations evoke the vast diversity of skin color, body size, gender, age, culture, and abilities that kids see in their real lives, with non-sexual descriptions of eggs, sperms, and uterus, genetics, growth of the fetus, and birth. This book is educationally sound and appropriate for even the youngest of readers. Really? As a truth will set you free. Don't forget that, y'all. Always, right? This book is not teaching about basic biology. It ignores the fact that only female or a woman and a male can reproduce. A person with a uterus, fallopian tubes, and a vagina is called a woman or a female. And a person with testicles and a penis is called a male. If this book is for 10-year-olds and up, the non-existence of the obvious will not make it easier to accept or believe that there is no biological gender, sex, particularly when each person checks their own sexual apparatus. We cannot be absent from the academic, political, moral, or ethical decisions being made that impact on our children. It is past time to draw the line in the sand and stand behind it, defend it. There has to be something that we absolutely, right, are not willing to do simply because they are inappropriate, wrong, harmful, exploitative, in the interest of a particular group of people's agenda. Fact is, we are not the same, and some of our beliefs and ideologies are in direct conflict, are offensive, or is an attack on one of the other. If a man can't believe he is a man, if a man can believe he is a woman, a man can know that he is a man. If people have a right to be or do anything they think or choose to be or do, people have a right to choose not to accept or reject that ideology. Exposing children to sexually pornographic information should not be on the table or school library shelf anywhere. Freedom of speech does not mean freedom to force or expose and influence and indoctrinate children to accept the sexual behaviors and ideology of self-exploitation and degradation. If you can feel any way you want to feel, be attracted to whoever you want to be attracted to. Be as freaky as you want or are, but leave the children alone. Come on. Leave them alone. We cannot believe that sexually graphic literature, pictures of children promoting promiscuous, oral, anal, homosexual sex, and pedophilia has a place in our children's educational institutions. And with that, I'm going to leave y'all. Each one, reach one, each one, teach one. I want to thank Blog Talk Radio, We Talk Productions, Mr. Kenneth Jones, my callers and listeners, and do your own research. Because this is really happening for people who don't believe it. This is real. Till next week, y'all, each one, reach one, each one, teach one. Peace out.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Deport from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.